Sylvia Reyes. Hello, Sylvia.
Hello, Bob. How you doing?
Good.
What do you have? What good do you have to say?
What good do I have to say?
Yes.
say something good, Robert.
Life is good if you look at it correctly.
Life is wonderful. I had been an admirer of yours for a long time. We've been going to Farrell's. Brings back memories when my children were little.
Where is that, Tate?
That was in California.
Oh, yeah.
We lived in California, and whenever we asked the children where they wanted to go, that's where they wanted to go.
That's the idea.
The idea of the quality and the cleanest place, it's when you walk through those doors.
Yeah.
You know.
You speak a little louder. I'm having a hard time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this better?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, I do have a little mom-and-pop restaurant, Side of the Road Cafe, and we just came back from the Super Summit, and we got a lot of great ideas, and just putting them into action. What I find very difficult is to try to do everything. That's the hardest part for me. You had a very good crew that helped you. And what do you suggest when there is so much to do in such a little time? How can I tell my priorities?
Well, the greatest way I know is to write it down.
Mm-hmm.
There's a book I'll recommend.
Great.
It's called Think and Grow Rich.
Think and Grow Rich by
Napoleon Hill.
Napoleon Hill.
It's still being published. It's probably 50, 80 years old, but it's still being. But it's an excellent book, and what he trains, and I did, you write everything down in the, as you want to get it done, and as you get it done, just cross it off.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry about it. If you never get it done, you eventually get it all done.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of trying to do everything at once, then you end up doing nothing and nothing right.
Mm-hmm.
Write it down and just set it on your
schedule
to do it.
Yes, just knowing the priorities.
Yeah. You know what, we end up, if we don't write it down, we got to do this, got to do that. Oh, remember this idea. Oh, we got to put this in. No, one at a time.
What was your biggest challenge when you first started?
Pardon me?
What was your biggest challenge when you first started? The biggest challenge.
Well, my mind was, when the customer comes in, can I take care of him?
Mm-hmm.
I believe in this business or any business, especially our business, the only reason, now this sounds philosophical, but it's true, but the only reason that we're in business is to please people.
Right.
And if we're not pleasing people, we're going to fail. So
did
number
you ever
one,
have to
every
cook?
Direction, everything you do, every decision you make, you got to say, well, how does this affect the customer?
Uh-huh.
And if it's positive, then do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you think it may be negative, then think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing is to concentrate on pleasing customers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And did you, when you first started, did you ever have to cook?
Cook?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I had to get behind the grill.
You had to get behind the grill.
But I'm not a cook.
Uh-huh.
I don't claim to be.
I know.
How many seats do you have?
We seat 125 people.
Oh, that's a big store.
Well, it is. It's big.
That's a nice size.
Excuse me?
That's a nice size restaurant.
It is a nice size restaurant.
So how many waitresses? Like when you, what's your main menu? Is it breakfast, lunch?
Well, yeah. Because we're outside of the road and we have tourists, we serve breakfast anytime.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a big draw card. People
yes,
like
it is.
Breakfast.
Keep that up.
And we are known for the best restaurant, best breakfast in Olympia. But one of my challenges now is to let people know that we also have excellent dinners.
Uh-huh.
Because we never had any problem with the breakfast. It's pretty full. But dinner time, it seems, like after the lunch hour, it seems to kind of die down. And we haven't been able to really build up the dinners. You have any suggestions?
Yes, I would get a dinner menu printed up on paper.
Uh-huh.
And hand it out at the register or leave
uh-huh.
it on the table.
Uh-huh.
Have the waitress or waiter leave it on the table when they present the check. How do the people pay? At the register or at the, they pay the waitress?
They pay the servers, yes.
Pay the server.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when she takes the money and she brings back the change or
uh-huh.
The check, just say, have each of your people say, I don't know if you know that we are open for dinner. Here is our dinner menu.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a copy of it.
Okay.
Just have it printed nicely up on a paper.
Uh-huh.
And the people go, oh, I didn't know you're open for dinner. And they'll stick in their pocket, but
uh-huh.
they may look at it and say, hey, we want to go back there. There, you know.
That is a great idea.
Yeah. That way, it's a soft sell, but it's just let them know very
mm-hmm.
in a fun way. Here, hey, do you know we're open for dinner? Take this and look it over. If you're looking
yes.
for a place for dinner, we're it.
Sounds terrific. In fact, I was there for the weekend, and we had some people that said that they didn't know dinner, and they were really excited because it was,
absolutely.
They told me, as good as breakfast,
yeah.
but they didn't know. When they look at the menu, they don't look at all of it, you know.
Right.
So I will do that. And also, another question that I have
yes.
is how do you know how to trim? My menu is too big because we wanted to please everybody, and instead of every time somebody asks for something, we'll put it on the menu, and we don't take out the other thing.
That'll kill you, yeah.
So how do you know
okay,
which one?
Okay, well, in modern-day times, you know, your cash register system, does it tell you what each item sells?
Yes, that's true. That's one of the things I need to do. My son is going to be here from California, and he knows computers a lot more than I do. I haven't really learned good enough. But, yeah, you're right.
Register.
Uh-huh.
How do you girls, waiters and waitresses, put the orders into the kitchen?
Yeah, the computer prints it out and sends it into the kitchen.
Okay, well, then there should be a record then.
Yes. And I am sure it is, and
of everything that you sell.
Uh-huh.
And anything that's, then you start going through and you realize that, well, this isn't selling, take it
mm-hmm.
off, this isn't selling, take it off.
Is there a percentage that I should be concerned, like if it doesn't sell more than 3 or 5%?
Well,
or?
I always start off, if you want to cut your menu,
uh-huh.
with 1 or 2%.
1 or 2%, okay.
But, then you got to think, well, what item, that's a favorite. Well, I remember in the Farrells, if you measure by what the parfaits sell,
uh-huh.
you know, this is my business, but
uh-huh.
ice cream parfait.
Right.
Well, we didn't sell a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing we realized when a group came in, the women liked the parfaits.
Uh-huh.
And they would tell, we come in here because you got the best parfaits. Nobody
uh-huh.
else sells them but you.
Uh-huh.
Well, heck, I'm not going to take that off the menu.
Exactly.
Because it's bringing me customers.
Right.
But most items, if you're selling less than 1%, you can, and then use your common sense after that. Well,
right.
You could take that off. We wouldn't get hurt. Take this off. You can.
Right. Yeah, that's what I just need to learn. When my son is here, that's going to be one. I'm
yeah.
going to write it down to make sure I don't forget, because that is very important.
Another way to cut inventories is to make as many items as you can out of a certain item. If you're going to have sliced turkey, well, how many items can you make out of a sliced turkey?
Uh-huh.
You invent sandwiches that have more sliced turkey in them.
All right.
Whatever,
yeah, you'd want to be looking
more
for anything.
One use.
Yeah, anything where you've got a single-use item, unless it's a really powerful, you know, if you
uh-huh.
if you sell a lot of Reubens,
uh-huh.
then having corned beef around is fine.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you don't sell a lot of Reubens and Reuben is the only place that you use corned beef, you might want to take a look at taking that out of there.
It's
yeah.
funny that you mentioned that, because we started doing the Reubens and then we started making corned beef hash for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting thank you notes from people because it's not the can, it's the fresh corned beef, and people are loving it. So my son came up with three different things that we do with the corned beef.
Well, there you go.
So
that's exactly what you should do. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
if the you got a good use for corned beef, find as many uses as you can for it.
Mm-hmm.
A good corned beef, cold corned beef sandwich.
Yes.
For lunch.
I hadn't thought of that. We have, yes, corned beef. Mm-hmm.
Pile it high.
Okay, yes. Seen and high.
Stock it to them.
Okay.
They'll pay for it.
Okay. Yeah, I realize that as long as they get the value, they don't mind paying.
Absolutely. Don't try to make skimpy sandwiches.
No. No, no. We nobody leaves hungry from our restaurant, I'll guarantee you that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like to give them good portions.
That's great.
And we charge accordingly, and
sure.
People don't mind paying.
If I want to substitute, can I substitute?
Can you substitute?
Yeah.
What would you like to substitute?
Anything.
We're always glad to serve you.
If I want to split one of your big sandwiches with my wife, do you charge me extra?
Yes. We don't charge extra. You can substitute.
Good. Never charge extra.
No. No. They were talking about charging when you bring an extra plate, and I said, no.
No.
And they say, other people do it. I said, that's fine. We're not other people.
Yeah.
We won't do it.
I tell restaurants, raise your price, but don't charge a customer if you want to have an extra plate. If you think it's killing you, then raise your place a dime or a ton.
Right.
But don't charge people extra for services.
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Is there anything else you can add to my question?
I tell everybody in this crazy business we're in.
Yeah, it is.
If you love to take care of people, make them happy.
Yes.
Thank them as they leave. Say hello to them when they come in, and it's your home. Treat them like they're a guest in your house, and just the way you treat them, you will want to do anything you can to make them have a good time. That's the way you ought to treat customers.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
And we'll see you.
You bet.
Thank you, Bill.
Good luck to you. Where is your place?
My place is in Olympia. It's called The Place.
Olympia, Washington?
In Olympia, Washington, by the Mud Bay Flats.
Where?
By the Mud Bay Flats. It's
Mud Bay.
Close to the Evergreen College.
What's the name of it?
The place at Mud Bay.
The Place on Mud Bay. That is the name of it.
The Place on Monday?
Mud Bay.
Oh, Mud Bay. Excuse me. Because I go up the back to Seattle, and maybe swing in there and find you.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes, that'd be great.
And your name is? I want to write it down.
Pardon me?
Your name.
My name is Sylvia.
Sylvia.
Sylvia Reyes.
One of my greatest friends was Sylvia down here in Portland. Sylvia's Pizza.
You know what? If I am not there, you tell the servers to call me because I only live 5 minutes from there.
Okay.
Okay?
You got it.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, Sylvia.
And thank you, Bill, so much.
Oh, that's great.
And you take care.
All right, thanks,
Ben. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.